Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP on this 16th of July. Glad to have you with me today as we are journeying through Paul's 6th chapter of Ephesians. We've arrived at a particular favorite passage of mine in regards to the whole armor of God. It's, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Might be better said, with the presentation of the gospel of peace. Shod your feet. Now, what was Paul referring to? First of all, let's remember that Paul has came up under the Torah. He's come up under the writings of the prophets. And so he's using the imagery of the Old Testament inside of the New. And he's using the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Now in Isaiah, and Isaiah's a prophet that, you know, some of his stuff is a little tough, but for the most part he's prophesying about the coming Messiah. He's about to give us the 53rd chapter, which is going to be that great chapter of what we know to be Christ's crucifixion and the prophecy that accompanies it. But think of his words. How beautiful are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, and who proclaims salvation. Everything he just talked about was wonderful. And to do so is a beautiful thing. Now, when Paul tells you to put on the whole armor of God, when it comes time to talk about ministry and the presentation of the gospel, which is a vital part of who we are as believers, he doesn't say to put on your warrior shoes or your combat boots. He doesn't say to put on your steel-toed boots or something with a knife sticking out of the toe. It's the shoes of the presentation of the gospel of peace, and the imagery is those who travel place to place. He's not just talking about evangelism, but the imagery of someone who goes and proclaims good news from one city to the other. They didn't have cell phones and email, so their presentation of good news would have been on foot, person to person. You and I are taking advantage of the technology right now as you're listening to the podcast, and in some respects we are presenting the good news through peace, through this sort of presentation. Where did we get that a big part of our presentation of the gospel is anger and warning and hellfire and brimstone? I don't think some people think the gospel's been proclaimed unless we've spent 20 good minutes or 40 good minutes talking about sin. And yet, Jesus, all by himself, makes for pretty good news. I know, hope you're sensing my sarcasm there. All by himself, he's actually great news. I read someone the other day who, and I know they know the Lord. I know this person personally. They were talking about, I think it was a post on Facebook or somewhere, and they made a comment about something going on in the world, which is why I don't think you ought to spend too much time in the news, because you just get angry at it. And they said, this is the Old Testament playing out all over again. And I could not help but think, I don't respond getting to fights over that stuff, but I thought, man, we have so forgotten about Christ's finished work on the cross that we think that God, having already taken care of everything through the cross, would now turn into an old covenant God whereby he stores up wrath for us. Folks, I can't say it enough. It's a gospel of good news. What's the good news? God has paid the sin debt. You and I can rest in the life of God. Quit worrying about what tomorrow holds and start living your life in Christ. Be at rest in who he is. Be at peace in who he is. And God, give us more men and women that'll put on the shoes of the presentation of the gospel of peace. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.